All right, hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to episode 50. That's right, we are at half a 100 episodes of the Massive Breakdown Podcast. Kit Kutch and I just got back from GuardianCon 2017. It was an amazing experience. Got to meet a whole host of community members that make the Destiny community truly the amazing place that it is. And on top of that, we've got a lot of stuff to do. We've got, I think, 5 prizes we are giving away this episode in celebration of our 50th. We've got a couple of giveaways we're going to be running over the next few weeks. We have tremendous news for you guys. Hopefully, just all around a positive, happy, amazing episode, because that's the feeling I have in my heart coming back from GuardianCon. Let's hop right into it. Kit Kutcha, how are you doing this evening?
Man, I'm doing excellent. We've already had some fun tonight recording an in-real-life episode, and now we're diving into the Massive Breakdown podcast that I have been looking forward to for weeks. So this is going to be fantastic. And honestly, coming off GuardianCon, like as exhausted as I am right now, I'm still hyped for everything that happened there. That was such an experience, and I can't wait to talk about it a little bit here.
Yeah, GuardianCon was absolutely amazing. I mean, we met basically everyone you could ever dream of wanting to meet in the Destiny community. They were all there. And not only that, they were taking time out of their days to talk with people, meet people, shake hands, take pictures, sign autographs, all the cool things. I don't think I met a single person who didn't blow me away with how amazingly nice, friendly, professional, and receptive they were to just discussing things with members of the community. It was absolutely an awesome experience. And that's not even including the amazing Destiny gameplay we got to watch. Farcog had a tournament down there, an invitational tournament that was literally one of the greatest things in Destiny I've watched. The passion for it was unreal. And it just, overall, it got me hyped, man. It got me hyped to play Destiny.
Man, you are not joking about that tournament. For anybody who was not there, I hope you watched that stream at home. And if you haven't, if you did not see the GuardianCon Invitational, I highly recommend that you look it up on Twitch. I'm sure they'll have it on YouTube soon as well if they don't already. Those matches were crazy. The shoutcasting was phenomenal. It only gets better as it goes on too. If you watch from the beginning, they really start to hit their stride, and you can see the potential there. If we get something like this going on a regular basis, it's going to be an amazing future for Destiny. But just refocusing there on GuardianCon, wow, some of the plays, incredible, and being there in the audience, I can't even describe the feeling to you of standing there in the audience watching these phenomenal Destiny players do what they do best, compete for that, you know, to get that donation of $50,000 in their name to St. Jude. And you look to your right, and there's my name is Bife. And you look to your left, and there's Dr. Loop. And I'm name dropping here because holy cow! I mean, I could name drop like 80 people, you know, that were sitting there in that audience who were just people who have inspired me, people who I've looked up to, people who I've disagreed with vehemently online. It's amazing. It's amazing getting to be a part of this community, and GuardianCon really brought that home.
It's really when you realize these people, they may be celebrities in our community, but in their heart, they're still Destiny players. And they spend time playing the game, enjoying the game, watching the game just like we do. And, I mean, that's what happened. We were sitting down watching this tournament, and Bomb Squad Kittens is up against IAM, two of the best teams that exist right now with 8 of the best players. And Bife is sitting in front of us with Datto, Miss 5000 Watts, Dr. Lupo, Triple Rec, just all sitting on the floor. And, you know, Triple Rec and I are just talking about how the game's going. And he's treating me like I'm any other person, you know, any other, you know, Destiny player. And nobody there was aloof or looked down their nose or did anything else like that to make you feel like you weren't worthy of their time. It was just absolutely amazing. And Cosmo and Deej were there too. And Cosmo's taking videos and hanging out with everyone. And overall, it was just a truly fantastic experience. And I already can't wait for GuardianCon 2018.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm already kind of starting to make plans. I'm gonna be locking that date off in the calendar. So, It's
yeah, for sure. And we've got even bigger plans for next year. But we actually did pretty well for ourselves down at Guardian Con. We went down with about 50 of those weapon stat spreadsheets, the hard copies. Some of you guys ended up meeting us and getting a free copy for yourselves. We gave away a bunch of copies to big names in the community in return for their signatures. And we've got something big in the works right now. We actually got an entire deck of cards, 54 cards, signed by outstanding members of the community. Actually, we got more than that. We got well over 70 cards, but we weren't able to get a second full deck, so we're holding off on that one for a little bit. But we do have one full deck. And our plan right now is to raffle it off, basically, on Twitter, and use all the money that comes in from the raffle to donate to St. Jude. So keep an eye out for that. We're hoping to have it up by the end of this week. We're going to go through some of the official channels. We're going to try to talk to Guardian Con, try to talk to some of the bigger names out there, see if they can help us spread the word and support us. But in the meantime, if you go look on either my Twitter or the Destiny DMB or the DMB podcast Twitter, you will see the cards are up there. You can zoom in on the picture, see who the signatures are. There's also a full list on my Twitter of all the people we got, but it is like a who's who of big names in the Destiny community. It's absolutely incredible. And I'm so excited to be able to give this away to one lucky Guardian who's going to get, in my opinion, one of the coolest pieces of Destiny swag that could possibly be out there.
Yeah, this this kind of started as an idea, just something that I wanted to do for myself. I thought, gosh, you know, we made these playing cards. I'm a huge fan of collecting decks of playing cards. It's kind of a hobby of mine, which is how we ended up with them as a bit of a podcast swag. And I thought, gosh, that would be such an awesome memento to take home. And I mean, we started talking about it. It's like, I can't keep that. I can't keep it for myself. We've gotta do something with it. We've gotta put it to good use. And so here it is. I mean, yeah, like you said, we've got more than 70 amazing community members who signed cards for us. We had to sit down and kind of figure out, you know, how we can put these deck, how we can get a full deck put together if we can get two, and we couldn't quite get to two this time. So that's something we're gonna figure what to do with the rest of these cards. We've got probably 20 or 30 people that we need to do something with these cards. So look for those to be given away at some point, I have no doubt. But it was such an amazing experience just chasing people down and getting to meet people and talk about the good work going on with Guardian Con. And everyone was so excited to participate and to help us complete this deck, which was just a phenomenal experience to see that giving attitude that's such a big part of the Destiny community.
Yeah, and the giving spirit was going wild there. I mean, I think they ended up doing 1.25 million in donations to St. Jude's. I mean, I did a little donation myself, just a few bucks towards the end of it, but we're going to try to do as much as we can too, and that's why we came up with the idea for this raffle, and hopefully it allows us to make a little bit of a, you know, an attempt to help out as much as we possibly can. And we're looking forward to that. But speaking of giveaways, we've actually got, I believe, 5 giveaways that we promised you guys would come to a conclusion this week on the 50th episode. So we've got 2 Massive Breakdown spreadsheet copies we're giving away. We're giving away 2 copies of Destiny Legal News. And then we're giving away a Destiny 2 beanie and bag combo. And that's what we're giving away this episode. We've also got a lot more we're going to be giving away this week in celebration of the 50th episode. So stay tuned for that. We'll talk about that later. Kikuchi, you want to start reading out some of those names of winners? And as soon as this episode's done, we'll start contacting them.
I do. So let's take it from the... Let's go back here. Let's go back in time. So we've been adding more giveaways throughout the month here as the weeks have gone. And so we're going to go back to the beginning with Destiny Legal News. AC Bullman, who writes Destiny Legal News, was kind enough to donate 2 copies of his first printing to us to give away. We've got 1 going to a lucky member of the Discord and 1 going to one of our lucky patrons to say thanks to them. So let's go here and take a look. We're going to go ahead and we've got a couple of patron giveaways. So I'm going to do one of them first and then we'll go to the Discord. So our first copy of Destiny Legal News is going to Bone Star. Congratulations, sir. I'll be reaching out to you. I know I've got you on Discord there, so I'll be looking you up, man. I'll be hitting you up. Bone Star is one of our patrons. He's been a patron I think just since this last month, he's one of our newer supporters. So really appreciate you, man. And we'll be sending you a copy of the Legal News to say thank you. Let's go number two. Destiny Legal News copy number two. I picked.
And this one goes to a Discord guy, right?
It does. It goes to one of our Discord members. So we did a random drawing in the Discord here. Nobody there knows who the winner is yet. This is a secret. This is a secret. Until this episode drops. And our winner is Converse Fall 1. So Converse Fall, if you're tuning into this episode, hopefully I've already gotten a hold of you on Discord. Congratulations. Hope you enjoy this copy of Destiny Legal News as much as I have enjoyed holding on to it, waiting to give it away. So there we go. That's fantastic. That's two copies of Destiny Legal News given away. And we have as well, let's move forward, we have the Beanie and Bag combo from the Destiny 2 reveal. So these are kind of exclusive items, right?
And this is going to a patron, correct?
This is going to one of our patrons, yes.
Awesome.
All right, and our lucky winner for the Destiny 2 reveal Beanie and Bag is Justin Donnelly. Congratulations, Justin. Thank you so much for your support, and we'll be reaching out to get that mailing info, man. That's fantastic. All right, and now jumping forward in time, just this past week, we've been talking about this a ton on Twitter, so I'm sure you've seen, but we got some massive breakdown weapon stats spreadsheet booklets printed up. I'm already having to reorder them because we burned through them so fast, We've got two of these that went out. We ran a contest through Gleam. There were a bunch of different ways to enter. You can follow us places, visit us places. You could even get entries just by visiting the Guardian Con Twitch channel. So there were a lot of different ways to participate in that. And we drew two winners for the Massive Breakdown Weapon Stats Spreadsheets to celebrate our 50th episode. And our two winners are Dominic Heitzman and Edmund Young. So Dominic, Edmund, we will be reaching out to you. I've got your contact info here, and we'll be reaching out to arrange shipping. Thank you guys for participating. Thank you to everybody who participated in all of these giveaways. We appreciate all of you. We only wish that we could just give stuff to everyone who was willing to participate. Unfortunately, it's not that easy, but we will definitely be giving away some more stuff in the future, so stay tuned for that. And congratulations again to all our winners. Thank you for supporting us.
Yep. And in terms of giveaways that are coming up, we got some Twitter giveaways that are going to be open to anyone who follows us on Twitter, basically. We're going to be giving out two more copies of the Destiny Massive Breakdowns Weapon Stat Spreadsheet to anyone who follows Destiny MVP on Twitter. We are going to be giving away an Age of Triumph t-shirt code to anyone who follows Destiny MVP on Twitter. And we are also going to be giving away, don't you have some Guardian Con swag that you're going to be giving away? It's like a bag and a t-shirt.
I have a bunch of Guardian Con swag that I came back with. There are just a couple of pieces I'm going to keep for myself, but some of the good stuff I wanted to make sure that we shared out with the community. So I do have that bag. Let me actually put this in front of me right now if I can. Okay, so I do have that bag sitting in front of me right now. Guardian Con 2017. This is a great memento from the convention. It was also super handy to have that to help carry stuff around. It's going to come with a couple of things as well. I have here a St. Jude Play Live. I guess you could. I saw people treating these as either capes. I also saw people wearing them as Titan marks, so it's kind of a small kind of a banner that you can wear, like I said, on your back, on your hip. It's a memento from Guardian Con, exclusive to that event, I believe, and so that we've got that to give away. I'll throw that into the bag to ship it to our lucky winner, and I think I had one other thing. Oh yes, so we also got a VIP t-shirt from the event, so we'll throw that in the bag as well. So this is going to be an excellent swag bag from the event. Might drop in a few other takeaways I had. I got a ton of stickers from people, so we might drop a few extra mementos in there for you, a few nice little things just to commemorate the event as well.
Absolutely. So it's going to be a good deal. So again, we got a couple of massive breakdown weapon stat spreadsheets, Age of Triumph t-shirt code, and some swag from GuardianCon that we're going to be giving out. And that is all in addition to, obviously, the deck of cards that are signed by 54 members of the community. And Kit Kutcha had a little joke, an extra pair of Jokers in there. It's Kit Kutcha and I signed on two extra Joker cards that were thrown in there as well, because we didn't want to exclude ourselves from that. But so keep an eye out for all that. Besides that stuff, I mean, this episode is really just going to be the GuardianCon episode. We're going to talk about what went down, what we saw, who we talked to. We are going to be back to our normal massive breakdown ways next week with another part of the Get Good series for the Crucible. So look out for that. If you want to just, you know, if you want to just hang out and basically enjoy your Sunday evening with us. Well, I guess it's Sunday evening for us. For you guys, it'll probably be Monday evening. Just enjoy your Monday evening or Tuesday commuter, whenever it is that you're listening to. We're not going to take this episode too seriously. We're just going to have a chill, laid-back discussion about what we saw, the community that we love so much, and we might talk a little bit about the competitive gameplay. But like I said, we'll be back to our massive breakdown ways next week.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. This is very much the celebration episode, I think. It's a time for us to just kind of reflect on all the great things that have happened here.
So you got down there Thursday night, and I believe you went to a wing meetup. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes. I went to the wing house in Brandon there, and there was a significant number of Guardians at that wing house. I wish you could have been there, man. It was...
I know. Missed out.
It was crazy. It was truly crazy. I spent most of my time there hanging out with Mr. Woodhouse and Hidden. Said hi to a few other people, but honestly, I was just trying to take in the scene to paint a picture in your mind. So I'm walking up to the wing house thinking, oh, this is going to be, you know, a get-together. There might be like, you know, maybe 25, maybe 50 people there, right? I walk up and there's probably 25, 50 people in the parking lot, 25, 50 more people on the patio. And I can see that the inside is just packed full of Guardians. It was, and it only got bigger from there, right? It grew to the point that I think there were actually more people outside the bar than in. And the inside was so packed that they had to ask us to clear the aisleways to allow the waitresses through. It was amazing. At one point in the night, they actually read Cade's speech from the Destiny 2 trailer over the loudspeaker, and the cheers when he said, "There will be a ton of loot, man." Oh my gosh, it was like being there in real life. It was like nothing else.
Man, that sounds awesome. I really wish I could have been there. Unfortunately, I had to drive myself down on Friday morning. I had to work Thursday, and I didn't want to leave super late at night and get there like around like midnight. Plus, we actually ended up having to record a podcast Thursday night, too. So
that's right.
It was a pretty interesting time. But so I came down Friday and basically went straight to GuardianCon. Got in super late Friday, missed all the meet and greets. Still got to stand in line. We got a ton of signatures on Friday, knocked a lot of stuff out. I mean, we met just tons of amazing people. We spent a long time talking with Triple Rec. We talked with Datto. We had fantastic conversation with the Guardian Radio guys, Mesa, Sean, Bife, Mark, and K-Dub, as well as Bell Bunny, who we saw on Saturday. We met the Destiny Community Podcast guys. I mean, the Destiny Reset guys. I don't even think I can name every single person that we saw, because we saw absolutely so many people. 55 was there. The Mav Show, we briefly talked. We were about to give up looking for her autograph. And it, literally, as I said, oh, well, I guess we're not going to see her. She was standing behind us streaming in real life. We saw Lucky and Buttwipe, and we gave all these people, or at least as many of them as we could, we gave them all the little weapons breakdown spreadsheet thing, and some of them were very, very appreciative of it. God, who else do we see? Who am I forgetting? I know I'm just forgetting an absolute ton of people.
I mean, we really just have to flip through the deck, right? Like, that was the great thing about it, is we can just kind of flip through, and it's a who's who of Destiny people. We even, like I said, you know, it was an overflow. I met a lot of people that I really didn't know that much about, even some people that I had barely heard of before. And there are so many people doing great things in the Destiny community. It was, like you said, I feel like we're going to leave people out. But I got to meet some of my favorite people. Got to hang out at a bar with Dr. Lupo. We spent a bunch of time hanging out with the Crucible Radio guys. I got to meet actually some Guardians that I've played with in Destiny on multiple occasions. People who've really helped me out a lot in the Crucible, and that was fantastic as well. Not just meeting streamers and podcasters and YouTubers, but just you know connecting with some of the Guardians that I play with month to month is amazing.
Yeah, and like we said in the beginning, everyone there was completely accepting and wonderful and fun to hang out with. I mean, we bumped into Dr. Lupo at the bar and had a great conversation with him and his wife, who are both fantastic people. The Crucible Radio guys are a blast to hang out with. By the way, Bones and Daddy Fastnaps absolutely killing it on a live rap set that they did before the tournament started, so that was amazing. We met Deej and Cosmo and one of the designers from Vicarious Visions, who's working on the PC version of Destiny. They were tremendous. They were fun. They were troopers, man. Lining, having 2 to 3 hours a day of just signing autographs. I think Datto actually holds the record, though. I believe he was there for 7 straight hours signing autographs in one spot. I can't even believe how hard he worked to meet as many people as he could. Bife was doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It really just showed you how awesome the community is, how much they care about each other, and you know how great they can be to each other. It truly made my heart swell.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say those two guys probably, aside from maybe Broman and Gathalion, get the most credit for being willing to put up with the lines and the stress. And I mean, it's hard work standing there and signing autographs and, you know, having the energy to really connect with each person. But they did it. They stuck it out all the way to the end of the day. And that was incredibly impressive to me. Also got to see a couple other people who really, I think, we actually got shoot out, I think, on Friday. I was talking to MTashed, he was trying to make sure they didn't block him off from getting to his car. They were trying to shoo everybody out of the auditorium, and he's like, my car is back there. So it was crazy. People were really going down to the wire to meet and greet with fans, and it was fantastic to see just that level of commitment and how much they appreciate every single person. It's good. It's real good.
Yeah, it was a fun time. It was awesome. And then that night, like you said, we went out to the bar, met a bunch of players, a bunch of cool guys and girls, and just hung out and chatted and talked. And I was extremely hungover the next morning, but we woke up, went straight back to the convention, and Saturday was, if possible, even better than Friday. We finished up getting our signatures for the deck. We walked around, and we finished just in time to catch the, I guess, the quarterfinals of the tournament. Yeah. And I was planning just to step in and watch for a second, and ended up staying and watching the entire thing. We watched the semifinals and the finals, and those matches were unbelievable, man. I tell you what, Luminosity may be the best player in Destiny right now, but IAM is an absolutely stacked squad, and they were so good, so overpowering. But I don't know if there's anyone who is more fun to watch than Luminosity. It was just incredible. And I gotta give a huge shout out to Team Casual too, which I believe is True Vanguard and Dr. Lupo and a couple other guys, because they just buck the meta, basically play whatever they want. Even Tier 1 was doing the same thing, man. One of the guys on Tier 1 was using a Burning Eye in a competitive match against against God Squad that they were playing. Yep. Against and he got a 10 kill spree with a Burning Eye. It was so amazing. It was so much fun to watch. It looked like the players were having an absolute blast, and it just really showed me that competitive Destiny is something that can be a focus in the future, and that there is a hunger, a thirst in the community to see it come to fruition, man. Because it was one of the most exciting Destiny events I've been at. I mean, people are cheering. Luminosity goes on a 10 kill spree, and people are standing up out of their chairs and shouting and clapping, and an amazing play happens, and everyone acknowledges it. And like you said, the shoutcasters there, Typhoon, Trav, I think it was Angry Iceberg, and MTash, were just blowing it away. They started off a little bit jumpy in the beginning, and then by the time the finals were done, they had just gotten into a flow and locked it down, and they were killing it. It was one of the best experiences in my entire Destiny career. I was so happy to be able to watch it.
Yeah, I think, I really hope that one of the things that comes out of that event is just kind of a renewed groundswell of support and an interest in Destiny as a competitive experience. There is a lot more to the game than just PvP, as people do occasionally remind us. There's there's so much to be said for the PvE experience, but that does get a lot of love already. And one of the things that I think really is worth looking at for the future of this game and this community is that esports angle. I've never really been invested in esports in the past at all. Some people will know I took a little bit of a break from first-person shooters for a long time, and Destiny is what really brought me back into it. And I always kind of thought, oh, esports, oh, that's, you know, I guess that's something some people are into, but I don't think it's for me. And I had started to come around, and I think this event has cemented that conversion. If we can get the developer support, I think the community support is already there. All that needs to happen is to support it through Bungie's end, and then start having these professional events. I mean, the production quality was astounding. Like, would you agree?
Yeah, no, it absolutely was. And I mean, there were what, like 3,000 or 4,000 people there watching that matchup between those teams. It was incredible. And it wasn't like people were just like, oh, I don't have anything else to do, I'm watching. Like, we were invested in it. Everyone was. It was legitimately thrilling to watch. The games were amazing. So you're absolutely right. And it made me want to play competitive Destiny, which is something that I have not really ever cared about before. But seeing these players play at the level they were at, and the communication they had, and the organization they had, it made me want to do that.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, I'm going to sate that desire by getting a 6-man into Rift and just stomping. But you know, it's still somewhat similar. So, yeah, it was unbelievable.
Yeah, yeah. No, you're right though about the turnout, and it wasn't that, like you said, it wasn't that people just like were taking a break and this was something that they could watch. The stands were full. There were seats that were full. It was really standing room only to get a view, and I think we actually stood for most of the semis and the finals. And you know, people were on the edge of their seats. People were leaning forward. There were waves of cheers as loud as any, you know, as I've heard at a sports event of that size. It was incredible, and I think it can only go up from there. It was we probably have hammered home how amazing this event was at this point, but it really can only go up from there.
Well, if there's one takeaway that any of you guys who are listening to this get from it, it's that next year, try, if it is at all possible, try to get down to GuardianCon 2018. It's only going to get bigger. It's only going to get better. There's only going to be more people there. And I mean, if you've ever wanted to go to a giant gathering of like-minded Guardians, this is the place and the time to do it. There's nothing else like this, where the focus is 100% on the community. It is put on by the community. It is directed, you know, at the community. There's things like E3 and PAX and even the Destiny reveal event, but those are sponsored by like outside entities, kind of. This was a community-driven event. And not only that, everything went to charity. I mean, if you have to take the time off now for next year, go ahead and do it, because GuardianCon 2018 is going to be even better. And honestly, I'm happy to say I was able to make it to GuardianCon 2017, because it made me feel like I was part of something that is going to grow and get bigger and probably next year explode in terms of how many people are there and how much stuff happens there.
Yeah. Yeah, I think there's definitely something to be said from that. That feeling of being part of something bigger is something that can be, it can be so fleeting and so hard to get in life at times. And being able to be there and connect with people who share the same passion that I do and the same interest in gaming and in Destiny, it's something that I'm never going to forget. And I'm so grateful to have had the support from my family to be able to go, and to have had the opportunity to go. And I know not everyone's going to get that, but if you can, if it's a possibility for you, like Merc said, have to recommend it. Hopefully we'll see you there.
And huge shout out to the people who recognized us. We were not celebrities by any stretch of the imagination, but we did get recognized about 3 or 4 times, I believe, yeah, by multiple people. It helped that we were wearing our massive breakdown shirts, because I don't think most people know what our faces look like. but we did get recognized by a couple of people. I gave out 2 or 3 weapon stat spreadsheets to people who came up to me and just said, "What's up?" And I was like, "Here you go, have a weapon stat spreadsheet." And all I ask is that they donate a couple of bucks to St. Jude's Hospital in return for getting one of those spreadsheets for free. So it was really excellent to meet you guys. I mean, honestly, it's kind of a short episode today, but we covered Guardian Con. I'm dead tired right now, realistically. And since we did just do an in real life episode, I don't think people are going to be too upset if we maybe cut this one off a little bit short.
Yeah, I think we probably are going to go well over our normal weekly minutes in terms of listening time. So I think that's all that we can really say about Guardian Con. I could probably talk about it for ages. I probably will be talking about it for ages. Just so many great experiences. But let's not beat a dead horse here. Let's let's go to bed and get some sleep.
Because I absolutely agree with that.
like you said earlier, we have a ton of work left to do in the coming week. We've got a lot of stuff to give away, so we need to get some rest so that we don't mistype things.
Yep, and we'll be back with our normal massive breakdown. We got a great episode planned for next week. We're going to talk about flow and what that means in PvP games. It is something that became incredibly obvious when you watch the high-level competitive gameplay that these players have it, and when they take advantage of that, they win, and when they get their flow broken, they lose. So I know that's kind of cryptic, and it doesn't really make much sense right now, but that's what we'll be talking about next week, and I'm very much looking forward to that because, to me, it's like the pinnacle, the cap. We've given you four other episodes of things that you can work on in PvP, things to do before you start the game, things to do when you're in the game, things not to do in the game, map knowledge. And when you combine those four things, flow is like the capstone on the Crucible course. It's like what ties it all together, basically. And I'm excited to talk about it, but that's for next week. So yep. In the meantime, guys, this is Merculius. Appreciate you tuning in, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Hey, this is Kit Kutcha. Peace out, guys.